American Medical Association, crusader for the advancement of the art and science of medicine, and contributor to the public health and welfare, joins with the National Broadcasting Company in presenting Medicine USA, transcribed with Mr. Charles Lawton as narrator.
You've seen him, maybe sprawled across a Skid Row sidewalk, maybe blood streaming from a gashed forehead, staring stupidly at the unwinking dead in the headlights of his smashed car, maybe even late at night in your own home, stumbling over furniture, besotted, unseeing, stinking. What did you think of him? Filthy bum, homicidal criminal, vicious brute, weakling? Where did you wish him? In Potter's Field, in jail, in hell? If you have thought of any of these things, you suspend judgment for a few minutes. Listen to a story, the story of one of America's 4 million alcoholics. In the beginning, there is nothing typical about an alcoholic except that he or she drinks. Been drinking pretty regularly for years, why not, when he's through work?
Want to stop off on the way home, Joe?
5:30. Well, I generally have one about now.
So as often as not, Joe Clark gets home a little late.
Oh, hi, honey.
Joe? Dinner's almost ready if you want to wash up.
Already? Don't even get a chance for a cocktail. What is this?
Oh, Joe, it's almost 7 and the children have got...
Oh, just give me 15 minutes, baby. I gotta have a chance to sit down, relax.
Of course, Joe Clark likes his fun, likes going out at night or having his friends in, especially on weekends.
Joe, I...
What's the matter, Kate? Oh, you were saying something?
Do you have to start so early, Joe? Won't you have enough when we get to the Claytons?
Well, a little Dutch courage, I guess, Kate.
But why on earth should you need...
We don't all have our confidence instilled, honey, like you. Some of us need a little distilled confidence. Come on.
With the natural result that Joe Clark is drunk a little more often than he used to be.
You hung today, darling?
Me? No. Oh, a little, maybe.
You got a right to be.
Yeah, maybe. You know something? I'm beginning to think I've had my share of this stuff. I think I'll hit the wagon one of these days.
Might be a good idea.
Yeah, maybe I'll start Monday. Oh no. Tuesday. Just remembered.
And so a pattern begins to emerge. A little too much drinking, always getting a little heavier, a little more constant, attended by half-promises to lay off the stuff. The half-promises followed by a guilty feeling when they're not kept. And the guilt feeling being followed by...
Are you kidding? 6 drinks last night?
It must have been that many, Joe. It doesn't really make any difference.
I had precisely 3 very small highballs last night, and they were weak. They had lots of soda in them. Now, if you're trying to infer I got drunk...
The guilty feeling being followed by lies. Lies that he begins to believe himself. Lies that he needs to cover up his growing pattern of drinking. Lies to hide the fact, even from himself, that he's approaching a crisis.
Miss Walsh, where is Mr. Clark?
Oh, he went to lunch, I think, Mr. Higgins.
You think? 11:30, lunch?
Well, it was an appointment first, I think, and then lunch, Mr. Higgins.
Oh, I see. I also see here on his desk pad, clear enough for me to read, 11 o'clock, Higgins, his office. Guess it must have been an important appointment, huh? Came up at the last moment.
Yes, sir. I'll tell him you were asking for him, sir.
You can tell him something else, too, Miss Walsh. Tell him... No, I'll tell him that. Thanks.
Phew! Where'd he go this time?
Oh, I don't know, but I can sure guess.
So can I. Only it's a little early in the day for that, isn't it? You'd think with a new promotion...
I wish I knew what to do.
You better put on your hat, Sally, and go find him.
Yeah, I would, May, but I wouldn't know where to look. He doesn't go to the places around the office anymore.
Hello?
Jean, Kate Clark.
Kate, where are you? We've been waiting nearly an hour.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry. Jean, you'd better go on without us.
Oh, was anything the matter?
Oh, no, not really. Something came up at the office and Joe is late. You go on, dear. We'll meet you later.
But, well, okay then. Get there as soon as you can.
Joe off on another toot?
I guess so. Poor Kate.
Funny. Everything seemed to be breaking so good for him. Promotion, more dough... Boss eating out of his hand to hear him tell it. I wonder if...
What, Sam?
Oh, I don't know. I'm probably all wet, but... I was just wondering if maybe the promotion... Well, you know, if maybe he got the feeling he couldn't handle the additional responsibility. If maybe that was why he all of a sudden had been hitting it harder.
Hmm.
Oh, what am I, a psychologist all of a sudden? Come on, Jeannie, your hair looks okay. Let's go.
Broadly, alcoholics have been divided into three categories. There are the symptomatic alcoholics, those whose drinking is a symptom of serious mental disorder. There are the primary addicts. These two were sick before they started to drink, usually showing neurotic features, and they may be alcoholics from their first drink on. The secondary addicts only develop the need for liquor with time. For them, the addiction is progressive, but for all types, the circle is vicious. A problem starts them drinking. The drinking makes the problem even greater. Only drinking can make tolerable their inability to solve the problem. And the question always becomes, can they break this vicious circle?
Joe, darling, listen to me.
Hmm?
Now, put the newspaper down a minute, darling. Tell me what he said.
Higgins? About what you'd expect from a slob like him. He's been on me for weeks. Oh, forget it. I'll be able to handle him, Kate.
But what did he say? He had a reason, didn't he, for sending you back to sales? It was your... Joe.
What?
It was your drinking, wasn't it?
Well, he's got a one-track mind.
So have I, Joe.
Well, switch to another track, baby, unless you're looking to start a fight.
Oh, darling, of course I don't want to fight. But you must be able to see yourself what your drinking has gotten you into.
Are you trying to imply that I'm a drunk, too? That's what that dope Higgins said. Said I should look up Alcoholics Anonymous and join him. Now, is that what you're thinking, too? Well, you're as crazy as he is, Kate.
I expect I'm fonder of you than he is.
Listen. Higgins had two examples. The time when the Ajax people were in town from Chicago, and he told me himself to take them out and entertain them. So I had some drinks. What'd he expect? The fact that they didn't give us a contract had nothing to do with it, but... What's the matter? What are you wagging your head like that for?
There's always some good explanation, isn't there, Joe?
It happens that there are good reasons, perfectly good reasons. Now listen, just listen to me a minute. If you or Higgins or anyone else thinks I can't stop drinking whenever I want to, you're crazy. I'm no alcoholic.
Then stop.
All right, I will. Hey, where are you going?
To pour this drink out?
Well, I can finish this one, can't I? Oh. Okay, pour it out. I'm off the stuff. You'll see, for good. Or for as long as I need to be to prove I can.
That sounds familiar. Why not? There are 65 million of us who drink. Nearly everyone has resolved to go on the wagon and does so at least once. But an estimated 4 million are alcoholics. Each of those 4 million thinks that he or she can, if he wants to, lay off the stuff. Each alcoholic thinks he's different, his problems are unique, there's no one quite like him. But students of alcoholism have remarked on a curious fact. The alcoholic can never take one or two drinks and stop there. That is his tragedy.
Get back, Kate. Okay?
You sit in front with Joe, Jane.
Where's Sam?
Hear me right out.
You better let me drive, Joe.
What do you mean? It's my car. I'll drive.
Oh, Joe, now here. Let me have the keys. Sam, maybe
what do you think you're doing? Give me those keys.
Jean, you better give them to me.
Give me them, I said.
Joe!
Now you get out of here.
What's going on?
Jean! Jean, are you okay? Come back here. Come back, you filthy coward.
Joe.
Huh?
Joe, wake up.
Huh?
Drink this.
Huh? Oh. What's that?
Black coffee. Come on, you need it.
Oh, thanks. Hey, what time is it, honey? Is it late?
9 o'clock.
Hey, you're all dressed. And what goes? Kate.
Yes?
Oh, come on now, Kate. What the devil? Just because I had a few drinks last night. Wasn't on the wagon for more than 2 months. Why are you all dressed?
I'm going over to see Jean, Joe. After that, I don't know.
Oh, Kate, honey, listen. You sore about something?
I don't think you remember, do you?
Remember? What?
You pulled a blank. That must be it.
What are you talking about? We went out with Sam and Jean. We were over at the Robertsons. We drove home. I went to bed. During the evening, I had, 3 or 4 drinks? Maybe 5.
You hit Jean last night, Joe. You broke her nose.
What?
You're crazy.
Look at your knuckles.
I couldn't. You're kidding, aren't you? Why should I do such a thing to Jean? Broke her nose?
I imagine Sam would have broken yours, too, only you drove off before he had a chance to say boo.
Oh.
You were out like a light by the time he got here. That was at 3 this morning. He was ready to break your neck, too, by that time.
Oh, my God. Oh, give me that coffee. This happened? You couldn't be making this up.
So I'm going over to see Jean, try and apologize, I guess. And as I said after that, I...
Kate?
Yes?
I'm not like that, am I?
Not when you're sober.
You think I'm a drunk, Kate?
What do you think?
Yeah. Can you wait a while before you go over and see Jean?
Why?
I'd like to get dressed and go with you. While I'm dressing, I figured maybe I got some things I'd better talk over with you.
Is alcoholism a disease? Medicine says yes. Starting as a symptom of some maladjustment, it gains momentum until it gets out of hand and becomes a disease in itself. Just as when a fever gets out of hand, it becomes a threat to a patient's life. Is Joe Clark an alcoholic? Doctors would say yes to that, too. Unless he faces the fact, recognizes it, his disease will wax, he will hit bottom, the gutter, death. Although he does not know it yet, Joe Clark has many choices of medical and psychological treatment. His family doctor knows about them. Knows about conditioned reflex treatment, about antabuse, about endocrine therapy, about the various techniques of psychotherapy. But for Joe Clark, as he rings his family doctor's bell and waits to be ushered in, the only realities are his hangover and his guilt and his remorse and his feeling that maybe, perhaps, it's just possible that he is a sick man.
Thanks, Dr. Hurd, for making time for me.
Tell me, Joe, won't you? Sit down. How do you feel?
Not so hot, I guess.
When'd you have your last drink, Joe?
Oh, I haven't got the shakes or anything like that, Doctor. I guess I do have the shakes at that. Anyway, the moral shakes, if you know what I mean. Oh, I haven't had anything to drink since last night.
I see.
I'm a liar, Doc, and I guess you realize that. I've had a drink on my way over here to the office. Almost didn't make it.
No need to lie about it, Joe. Least of all to me. You wouldn't tell me you hadn't been sneezing, would you, if you came to me because you wanted treatment for a cold?
Well, it's not exactly the same thing.
No, it isn't really, is it? But you did come here because you thought you were sick.
I came here because...
Yes?
Well, I want to talk over the way I've been drinking and...
You came here because you believe you're an alcoholic. Isn't that it, Joe?
Well...
An alcoholic is a man or woman who's addicted to the use of alcohol. Who's learned that one drink is too many and 100 aren't enough. What about you?
I guess that's me, Doctor. I think I'm an alcoholic.
You think you are?
No, I know it. I'm an alcoholic.
Your last bout of drinking, how extensive was it?
You mean... Oh, it just started around 5 o'clock last night, I guess. I was drinking till maybe 2 this morning. Then the shot I had on my way over here.
And before that?
Before that, I'd been on the wagon for about 2 months.
I wanted to know, you see, because if you'd been drinking for an appreciable length of time, 6, 7, 10 days, you'd be physically in need of some sort of treatment.
Yes, sir.
That doesn't seem to be necessary in your case, hmm?
No, sir.
All right, Joe. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you to a clinic set up for the single purpose of helping alcoholics. You'll talk to a psychiatrist, to a psychologist, probably to a social worker, too. And they'll give you a complete physical and some psychological test. Understand, all this is preliminary to treatment for sickness. Treatment for sickness, Joe. You're sick with a disease which must be arrested. It only can be if you do the greater part of the job.
I understand, sir.
Okay, then, here's the address. We'll discuss your treatment after they've had a chance to report back to me.
The 36 alcoholic clinics in this country are, for the most part, equipped to prescribe and administer any of several different treatments for alcoholism, or any combination of treatments. And they are glad to cooperate with Alcoholics Anonymous, the lay organization of more than 100,000 Americans who were once addicted to alcohol. On the night Joe Clark and his wife went to the open meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, they were astonished to find more than 200 people in the parish house of a church not far from their home. Not all of them were members of AA, nor was it possible to identify which were members, which were not. The roomful of people looked like any other roomful of people, some prosperous, some not, some old, some young, most somewhere in between. Atmosphere friendly and social.
A lot of women here, aren't they?
Wives, maybe.
Drunks, too. Why not?
Why not?
Now a man walks up to the platform. Middle-aged man, substantial-looking, kind of man might be Joe Clark's boss. When things have quieted down...
My name is George W., and I'm an alcoholic. I wonder if the people who are here for, say, the first or second or third time would raise their hands.
Kate pauses, looks at Joe, who hasn't moved. Her hand goes up. A little pause, and then Joe's goes up and down again at once.
Well, I'm chairman for the evening, and as such, I'm just going to introduce three speakers. I've got a feeling that no soul was ever saved by a chairman. First off, I'll introduce Jane L.
Young woman, neat, pretty, and smartly dressed.
My name is Jane L., and I'm an alcoholic. Tonight, I'm celebrating my first anniversary of sobriety. It sure feels good.
Three speakers at each open meeting. Three alcoholics with three different stories to tell. Joe feels cold inside. Lied? Yes, he'd lied. Cheated? Not him. Forged checks, stolen money, sold furniture to get money to buy booze? Not him. This didn't sound like him, and there was something else, too.
I know now that I couldn't have stopped drinking without my belief in a power greater than myself. I try to live up to our 12 steps, especially the fourth, taking moral inventory, and the 12th, helping other alcoholics.
What was this power greater than self? What was this about 12 steps and moral inventory? Joe scowls and shifts uneasily in his seat. A second speaker, a man, then a third, another woman.
Then you must remember my
describing her DTs. Again, Joe scowls. He's never had DTs. He's beginning to think he's no alcoholic after all. He gets up. Kate looks at him.
Come on. Come on, Kate. I've heard enough. Let's go.
She looks at him. There's worry in her look and hope and understanding. She doesn't like it, but she gets up, too, and follows him out. And so Joe Clark missed two appointments with his family doctor, fell off with a splash. And finally, when he showed up again...
So, how many did you have?
Oh, no, it's plenty.
Well, Joe, I'm going to suggest that you take an antabuse tablet. Did you take one a day for the next 2 or 3 weeks?
Okay.
You know what this means? Antabuse has chemicals in it which will set up toxicity if you take any alcohol. Any alcohol. Flushing, severe headache, nausea, palpitations. Just from less than an ounce of whiskey. This won't cure you, you understand. It's just to help you stay off liquor while treatment continues.
Not dangerous?
Not if you use it right. One tablet like this. 0.5 gram, that's all. Once a day. See what it does? It cuts the number of your decisions from 50 a day to 1.
Huh? How do you mean?
Without this, you have to say, no, I won't take a drink, what, 40, 50 times a day?
That's right.
This way, you ask yourself just one question. You make just one decision. Will I take this pill? This tablet?
I see. After that, I'll be scared to take a drink.
You'll either be scared to take a drink, or you'll be sick if you do.
I get it. But what I don't get is...
What?
Why can't I take just one drink?
No alcoholic can take just one drink, Joe. The alcoholic doesn't live or was able to resume social control drinking. It simply doesn't exist. If there are 4 million alcoholics in this country, it's the same with everyone. Why should you think you're different? If AA reports that of their 120,000 some members, Not one has been able to resume normal social controlled drinking. Why should you try to beat odds as overwhelming as that?
It is the hardest lesson for an alcoholic to learn. For it is part of his sickness that an alcoholic would look at a set of facts but see only those which he wishes to see. So if things go well for a while, fine. But if then at work or at home, he meets with minor vexations, petty frustrations.
I put the money in the bank. I deposited last week, Kate. What do you do with money?
I use it to pay bills, all the usual bills and your new medical bills, too. Don't forget them. Maybe if you'd seen fit to hang on to your promotion, hang on to that raise in salary. But where are you going, Joe?
Out of here, sweetness and light. I'm sorry, Kate, but I'm late for the office anyway, so I'll see you around 6.
Joe, wait.
What?
What about your attitude?
Well,
Joe, come on, take it. You're like a baby sometimes.
Baby?
Well, but aren't you here?
Here's a baby. Glass.
Joe, wait!
Any excuse is enough of an excuse for the Joe Clarks among us. Joe made one mistake. He forgot that he'd been taking antabuse regularly enough so that skipping one day didn't matter. But it did in a crowded restaurant.
Hey, what happened?
You got passed out.
Man, look at him, red as a beet.
Hey, stand back, you guys. Give him air.
Who is it?
Hey, look at this in his pocket.
To whom it may concern, the bearer of this card, Joseph Clark, is taking the drug antabuse. If any severe reaction is observed...
Severe, huh?
Please call Dr. Waller Hurd. Telephone. Okay, stand back, you guys. I'll call a doctor.
Oh, Dr. Hurd, come in.
Thank you.
Something wrong again? He didn't pass out again, did he?
No. He told you about his reaction to the antabuse, Miss Clark.
Yes, of course. Sit down, please. Why wouldn't he tell me about it?
Miss Clark, from the talks I've had with your husband, I gather that one of the reasons he didn't take antabuse last Monday was that he was irritated with something you'd said to him.
Why, I don't remember that I might have said something, but it couldn't have been very important, Doctor. We didn't
actually
have a fight.
Whether or not you said something wrong or harmful, that isn't the point. The point is that Joe thinks you did. You see, Mrs. Clark, you're very important in helping Joe get well. Just as important as he is. If you say anything to him which he can construe as blame on your part for his drinking...
Yes, I said something about how he'd still have the promotion.
Anything which makes him feel less adequate to handle his problem.
Called him a baby about the way he...
It's likely to make him drink again out of spite, out of revenge.
But it...
To get even.
It's so childish, Doctor.
Well, his drinking is part of a pattern of childishness, perhaps, Mrs. Clark. Psychotherapy can help to give him insight into the way he behaves and why. Help him to grow up. But again, only if you help.
Yes, I see. It's hard, isn't it? I mean, it's going to be hard always. Always being careful of what I say.
Growing pains are always difficult, Mrs. Clark. I think maybe they're even harder for Joe than for you.
Is he... Will he be... I mean, he's using the antabuse again, isn't he?
Joe's basically a pretty sensible man. He's no fool.
No.
I think he'll put two and two together by now. He's going to make it add up to four. I think he will. It'll be because you continue to help him.
So, Joe Clark learned the hard way that he was an alcoholic. That he would continue to be an alcoholic all his life, but that he could reasonably expect a normal, happy life if he made sure every day of his life that this was the day he would not take a drink. Would he be successful every day, each day, every night, each night? There would be times when he would be tried, tempted, and irritated.
Sam's got his usual. Right for you, Kate? Oh, right. Oh, Joe, excuse me. There's a Coke over in the sideboard I saved for you. Hey, Jerry, this highball's for you.
Just a minute, Jean.
Yes?
You might give me the chance to say no thanks.
Aren't you on the wagon?
Sure. Only let me be the one that says no.
I'm sorry. Here, Joe. soda or water?
Thanks, Jean. I'll skip this round.
Maybe tomorrow, huh?
That's right. Maybe tomorrow. But not today. Never again today, I hope.
Alcoholism is not just Joe Clark's problem. It is America's problem. Where there are 4 million alcoholics, there are 20 million Americans immediately concerned. Where there is so grave a public health problem, the American Medical Association is most gravely concerned. Here now to speak on this problem is Dr. W.W. Bauer, Director of the Bureau of Health Education of the American Medical Association. Dr. Bauer.
Life is not easy for the alcoholic. The fictitious but typical story, which we have just compressed for you into the brief space of 30 minutes, can be strung out over months or years. It may end in tragedy more brutal than a broken nose. For many years, it almost always had to end that way. But now, with alcoholism recognized as a disease, with some of its causes at least partially understood, we have a basis for doing away with misconceptions and false notions. We know now that alcoholism is not depravity, that it is not pure lack of responsibility, that it is not a craving for satisfaction of a sensuous taste. It is a disease of the emotions. Alcoholics are sick people and must be treated as such. At first, their illness may be purely emotional, but in the course of time, it becomes physical as well. Fundamental in the whole plan of recovery must be the will of the patient himself to be well. Without that, no success is possible. Many alcoholics have found the assistance they need through Alcoholics Anonymous, which offers the human understanding of its members, who themselves have trod the grim way back. Also, Alcoholics Anonymous encourages reliance upon a power outside oneself, a higher power, which most people call God. Alcoholics Anonymous provides that sustaining help which is so essential to supplement the medical, psychological, and nutritional treatment. However, for any alcoholic, the family physician should be the first person consulted.
Thank you, Dr. Bauer. We in America have come to grips with alcoholism, with our number one addiction, far too slowly, far too late, and as yet, far too little.
The American Medical Association and your county medical society, together with the National Broadcasting Company, has presented Mr. Charles Lawton in Medicine USA. If you would like more information about tonight's broadcast, write to Medicine USA, Box 3356, Chicago 54, Illinois, for our pamphlet on alcoholism. A postcard will do. I'll repeat that address. Medicine USA, Box 3356, Chicago 54, Illinois. This week's story, Alcoholism, was written by Peter Lyon and directed by John Becker, with original music composed and conducted by George Lesner. Heard in tonight's cast were Julie Stevens, Peggy Stanley, Judith Parrish, Will Hare, Humphrey Davis, Bill Quinn, and Kermit Murdoch. Supervision was by Dr. W.W. Bauer, Director, Bureau of Health Education of the American Medical Association. Next week at this same time, Medicine USA will present a program on psychiatry in the United States. Medicine USA Transcribed was produced by Marshall Hester Productions. This is Ray Barrett speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.